Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, social media is a very, very big thing. To state the obvious, but it impacts us. It certainly is impact politics. It impacts the way in which we consume news. But how does it impact our body language? And joining us in order to find out is Tzvi Ofir. He's a body language expert. A very good morning. I hope you're well.
Thank you very much. Yes, very well, and delighted to be back with you again.
It is great to chat to you again. So it is fascinating because I've noticed on, well, we call them Zoom meetings, but they're Teams meetings or whatever it is, things have changed because from going to sitting in a formal meeting or meeting people, we're now doing a lot more online meetings where often our hands are hidden, our facial expressions might be delayed, we might be distracted by something else. So that has a very, very real impact. So does social media. Take us through how this plays out and what impact it does have on us.
Okay, so first of all, going back to Adar or March 2020, where COVID-19 emergency pandemic fell upon us all. So this is where the revolution actually started exactly 5 years ago. And it brought about an increase in online social interactivity. So on the one hand, it managed to overcome geographical and time distances. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it also brings about quite a few challenges. For instance, in meetings, as you mentioned, whether it's interpersonal one-on-one meetings or whether it's in group meetings, there's space between us and other people. It's called a proxemics. And the space actually defines what type of meeting we're having, whether it's intimate, personal, social, public, etc. And when we sit on an online meeting, we're only a few centimeters away. We may be 20, 30 centimeters away from the screen, which is very different to how close we would be to somebody in a real live face-to-face meeting. Now, body language includes facial expressions, which we can see if the other person has their camera open. It makes it much harder for lecturers, for instance, to see all of the crowd which is there. It's also eye contact, gestures, vocal intonation, physical distance. And for this, body language is crucial for any type of interpersonal relationship, whether it's work-based or personal-based, etc. And what social media scrolling has done, it has shifted the way people, especially young adults, communicate and connect with each other. So on the one hand, there's a lot more interaction and sharing of information, which we could not imagine 10 years ago. But there's a downside as well, because social media... Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, sorry. Because social media relies on text, digital images, videos. So when we text, there's no tone of voice, no facial expression.
Right. There's also something that I've noticed is when I'm sitting in a meeting with a group of people, it's not only the body language of the people that I'm interacting with that's important. It's also the communication, the nonverbal communication between other members of the group. A look that somebody might give to another person tells you what they think of what is being said, for example. Oh, we seem to have lost our guest. We are talking this morning. We are talking this morning to Tzvi Ofir. He's a body language expert. We're talking about body language and social media. Body language when it comes to meetings online versus regular meetings. What is your experience with that? 061-895-1019. So we are trying to uh, we are trying trying to reconnect, and we'll hopefully do that in just one moment. I think Isofer back with us. No, he is not back with us. We're going to go to a song. We'll come back with to you after this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Apologies, we seem to have had a connectivity issue, but I'm happy to tell you that Tzvi is back with us. Tzvi, apologies for that. There was an issue on our side. So the one thing I was saying is that we also lose out on the ability to read other people in the room as they share expressions and reactions to the conversation, not just the people in the conversation.
And precisely. The main five effects are, first of all, there's a lot less sensitivity to nonverbal cues and the ability to interpret and respond to them, especially in the younger generations, because they're much less interconnected with each other and much more with their actual social media scrolling. So that's one thing, that the ability to interpret and react. Second thing is, the constant exposure to edited and filtered images, they create unrealistic expectations in real-world interactions, because when you see that the life of somebody is so great and so full of joy and this person is so rich and so that and whatever, then it leads younger people to think, well, you know, this is the ideal type of life, and they don't realize how edited it is or how filtered it is, the actual message which is coming through. Social media platforms can also influence how individuals express emotions. Mm. So we find a lot more superficial and or exaggerated displays. Another thing, it may lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation. There's much less emotional connection with each other.
Right.
And so all of these different things, whether it's reduced emotional connection, misinterpretation of cues, distorted perceptions, changes in communication patterns, all of this can have an effect on and have a great impact on trust and intimacy in interpersonal relations.
In the real world.
So in the real world, yeah. So
how
these
do
are the challenges which we are
How
facing.
Do we deal with that? How do we deal with the fact that this is a reality, because whether we like it or not, this is the world we're now living in?
That is correct. First of all, it's to have a lot of conversations, real life conversations, whether it's through the schools, whether it's through within the family, on the pluses and minuses of social media scrolling and its effects. But first of all, not only does it waste a lot of time, because we become addicted to it, and there are also many studies done on the withdrawal symptoms of people who've suddenly reduced what they've been watching and seeing and having into their system. So there's a lot in the way of the educational system which has to become much more involved in this. So the AI is also a new thing which is here to stay, which is a challenge within itself, but especially the social media and how to have a much more critical view of it, and also how to utilize it for your own good, but not to become addicted to it.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. It is 7:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.